everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt's your host here, and we're going to be streaming live on Facebook in just a second. Welcome to the program. Another week here, another whole bunch of stacks of information to be talking about, and I've got a crew in the studio, phenomenal crew. To my left, I got C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham. To his left, Jeffrey Ware. Now, Jeffrey, you haven't been on here before on my show here, have you? Just one time, maybe?
Not here.
Well, welcome to the show. You're going to love it. To my right, my special guest host is Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group.
Good morning. Good morning.
And I've got Judge Andy Isaacs to the right of her. Judge, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Fantastic.
And Shelby, I was doing okay until Grisham made a lawyer.
Now, if you want to be on the program, give us a call, 254-697-6633. We're simulcasting here on this station as well as KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. Streaming live at aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook. And once it's all done, we put it into a podcast form. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Also go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. At the top of the page, there'll be a recording. You can fast forward to any part of the program that you want to. And if you scroll down just a little bit, in the middle of the page is a donation button. If you feel led to do so, it takes a lot of money to be on two stations for 3 hours. And so if you're liking the content and you want to help continue it on, there's a donation button there. Feel free to do so. I want to thank all my sponsors for the support and their trust in me. And hopefully we continue to do a great job, and I'm sure we will. We've got a lot to talk about. So what I'm going to do, I want to knock out the first 30 minutes real fast, do it regimental-wise. And then we're going to open it up to a whole bunch of different conversations.
I just want to say it's Judge Andy's fault that I'm an attorney. He's the one that swore me in. I just want you to know that.
Well, I tried to throw him in the river, but it would.
You need to do it again here on the radio. All right, let me set the table real quick. We'll do a devotional and announcements. True stories in the third hour. Word of the day in a moment. Quote of the day in a moment. Judge will be doing his revival prayer. Katie from Moz will be calling at the bottom of the hour. CJ and Jeffrey, we're going to have a discussion, and I had talked to you about Taiwan. Remember Taiwan?
Yeah.
I want to talk about that. We've got Memorial Day coming up, different aspects and opinions on that, and a lot of politics all around the planet. All right, let me go, and we got Melinda Bowles. Melinda, what are we talking about here? You're giving me some question marks over my head as to what you're actually going to talk about.
Oh, okay, so we're going to talk about being formed with the truth, communication options, some physical safety, and a bug-out bag today.
You're talking my language, girl. That's the way to do it. Okay, let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can give me a call here at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence, and I like it, I'll give you a thumbs up. And I've got something great up for grabs, a $25 gift certificate to Mom's Place in Harker Heights. Good food, good eating, if you get the word of the day into a proper sentence. The word of the day is demon. Demon, definition, it's a noun. An evil spirit or devil, especially one thought to possess a person or act as a tormentor in hell, comes from this headline. Franklin Graham at Christian Media Convention. Every demon from hell has been turned loose in society. Now, if you recall, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, who won't be here this Saturday or next Saturday, would be reading the 45 communist points on how to take down America. And you know what? Each one of those points has a demon at the end of it. So, and they've been putting that out on us for years. Franklin Graham is talking about it. And I'll tell you what, this is a little deeper and darker than he normally talks. So this is very interesting to me. So put the word demon into a sentence. Give me a call here, 254-697-6633. You'll get a certificate. The quote of the day. Same thing. If you get the quote of the day, I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights. Here's the quote. The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Wow.
Say that again.
Say it again. The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. God bless America, ladies and gentlemen. Give me the. Don't be letting anybody see that either. I don't want no cheating on this one. I got $25 up for grabs here. Okay. Monday is Memorial Day. Now, you may think it's all a day of sales and barbecues and good times, but in reality, it's not. And we're going to explain. We're going to have a whole bunch of different opinions here. It's the same concept idea, but different angles on Memorial Day. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Adam Schiff could face a $16 million fine for Russian collusion hoax. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a hoax. All you diehard people who hate Trump because you think he's a crook, and when you come to find this out that it's a hoax and all these people who are pushing the propaganda and the lies, you're still going to listen and follow them? We'll continue on that later. Here's a poll. 63% believe the Trump-Russia smear was a hit job. Majority want involved FBI officials prosecuted.
Amen.
After cooperating with the feds at Twitter, Jack Dorsey invokes JFK call to destroy CIA, FBI, NSA. Jack Dorsey, he ran Twitter. He worked with the alphabet agencies and was stifling your thought. And now he says, well, we need to dismantle it. Yeah, that's because you're on the outside now. Mm-hmm. Here's another poll. Trump holds a 30-point lead over DeSantis in Nevada. Oh, that's the other thing we're going to talk about, if and Jeffrey's going to help us out here, that I've been saying, Jeffrey, y'all need to just sit down and stay out of the race. Trump's got it. It's his last 4 years. He's got all the baggage anybody could want. He can financially do it himself. He's not bought and paid for by anybody. And then you have DeSantis. I got no problem with DeSantis in Florida. But he's being run, coached by people who have been like that in past days, and we've seen where that's gotten us. So I'm saying, DeSantis, stay out. Either that or be a VP to Trump. Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner.
No, he's still Bruce Jenner.
Okay, understood. Look, I like this guy. Here's the reason. Because we push this. We say this. Look, if that's what you want to be, I'm not your God. You know, it's better if you don't do that. But at least you're not pushing it on me. Caitlyn Jenner slams trans teen finishing second in California track race. Jenner says, this is wrong. Help me push back. So if he wants to be and act like a woman, dress like a woman.
As a former male Olympian athlete, he knows it's not fair.
That's right.
Even though he's transitioned, he still knows it's not fair.
All you people out there who transition, get your own organization and compete amongst each other. It's just not fair. Let's see.
I'm afraid nobody would go see them.
That's correct.
Now, CJ.
What they were doing.
CJ, this is one I want to go over with you here. Tennessee man charged with felony reckless endangerment after returning fire on armed auto thieves. Now, you're shaking your head because from the headline, it sounds ridiculous, right?
Right, but I bet you there's some facts in there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Which will, and because you know how, I know how you are, I know how I am. Look, if you're right, you better leave me alone. If I think I'm right and come to find out I was wrong, but I was ignorant, hopefully I'll get some leniency, but I still did the wrong. When you read this story, I preach this all the time, and this guy did it. I won't steal the thunder, but we got to look over the story and make sure that you all realize what you can and cannot do when you're using a firearm.
The bottom line is, if it was a thief, I don't care. He deserved to die.
CNN's primetime host, Abby Phillip. Great irony. The people feel they have unstable economic situation when economy's pretty good. Is everybody in this room thinking the economy's good?
No.
No, I don't see it at all. Congress to investigate WHO plans, World Health Organization, plans to use lightning surveillance systems to identify misinformation. Okay, Judge. Okay, CJ. Isn't a difference of opinion allowed under the Constitution, First Amendment?
Sure.
Why are they now calling it misinformation?
Because those that are in power, or those that think they're in power, are trying to dominate the conversation so that they can steer all the thought process to their goal. They don't want difference of opinion. Differences of opinion cause stress, cause division, cause people to think.
It causes the sheeple to realize, oh my gosh,
yeah,
I was looking the wrong way. I should have been looking left.
The sheep become lions. Go ahead.
Hey, Judge, can we call them conquerors?
Yeah.
Just like our quote of the day, Who do we have to defend ourselves against? Conquerors.
That's it.
And I'll say, we are able, the problem is we're able to say whatever we want. Just make sure that they agree with you.
Yeah.
As long as it's what they believe you should be saying. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Very well put. The FDA approves Elon Musk's Neuralink for human trials of brain implants. Everybody shaking
their heads. Well, what are you going to do with the people that don't have one?
Yeah, you know, the Democrats are safe here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, you know, don't talk about us.
You know, it's just like government surveillance. If God was government, I'd say, fine, no problem. It's a good thing, we want to be secure. But it's not. It gets corrupt, it goes dark, and it's nefarious, the whole works. This Neuralink, I think, is a fantastic concept idea for somebody who's paralyzed and maybe can advance their abilities, but you know it's going to go dark.
It makes me think of, and I'm kind of a nerd here, but Suicide Squad, the Marvel movie.
Yeah.
So in the Suicide Squad, the way that they get these guys to do what they want is they all have these chips, and if you stray in any way, the chip explodes in your head.
Yep. All right, I got 20 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back. And when we come back, I've got some interesting news and announcement. We'll have Judge Andy Isaacs on. We'll be doing our revival prayer. I'll be doing the devotional. And I'll give the word of the day and the quote of the day as well. 254-697-6633. Be back in three.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, El Green Chile Meat Market. Radio program. Matt, your host. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Stop it, man. Don't do that when I'm on the mic. We're simulcasting here on KMIL 105.1 FM and at 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. Also, check us out. We're streaming live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Ladies and gentlemen, some people say radio... Really? Some people say radio is dead. You could be further from the truth. Radio is big. It's booming. It's romantic. People love it. The reason I'm bringing this up is I had put out, what, it was a couple weeks ago, Shelby? Look, here's what I'll do. I've got a Jeep for sale.
It was about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. I got a Jeep for sale. And I will give $1,500... to Morningstar Ranch. And so a couple weeks go by and I get a call because they were listening to the podcast. So people listen to the program, they comment on Facebook, they replay your commercials, all my sponsors are replayed on the podcast, and they heard this, we communicated, and I sold my Jeep.
Praise God.
And now, Andy, let's show the audience there first. This is a publishing. What's that called?
I'm on the way to Vegas.
So there you go, Andy. There's a big, huge check for
$1,500. His word is his bond.
Praise God.
Let people see that one more time.
Praise God.
And I'll tell you what, that's worthless. But this is the one you really want. Okay. So there
you go. Let me. I hate to tell you this, big boy, but there's a guy standing right there beside you. This is tender. I can take that and get that cash. So you just donated $3,000.
It's not the proper ink. It's Xerox ink. It's not the proper.
And if you write it on a piece of paper, it's legal.
And let me see that for a second. Because I'll shred the darn thing. Okay. So there we go. Radio works. Congratulations.
God bless you.
The Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord once again has guided and directed us in the direction to go.
You know, every day we battle. We battle every day. Morningstar Ranch battles. We're getting ready to have our summer camp start next Monday evening. So we're really looking forward to it. But we battle every day for something. Something's going on every day. And that's the way it is in society now. Mm-hmm. We're battling every stinking day. And sometimes we just don't know what's next. I'm gonna give you, this is going to be kind of hard to hear, but I'm going to tell it straight up. Praying for our country to recover may not be possible now, but praying for our neighbor is absolutely possible now. Praying for our loved ones is absolutely possible. Now, I'm not telling you to give up and not pray for the government, okay? But just like Franklin Graham said, the demons are loose. There's not one thing you can name, not one entity that you can name that doesn't have some level of corruption in it. JP3 in Milam County don't have no corruption because I'm running that. After everything else, I don't know because I'm not in charge of it. I don't think the county's got much in it because I don't see it. The state, oh my goodness. And then when we get to federal government, it's just nothing but corruption. Even the good guys are involved in corruption. So our prayer life has got to be narrowed down to our family, our friends, our neighbors. Still pray for the government. Still pray for, we need to pray for Joe Biden. He needs to find Jesus. But I think he's slobbering too much to do it anymore. But we've got to get to that point. Revival starts with me. Revival starts with me. And I cannot have revival if I'm not in my Bible and I'm not praying and I'm not seeking Jesus. If I'm not doing those things, there's no revival. Revival doesn't happen to zap you as you're walking down the street. It's hard work. It's something we have to constantly be at. We have to constantly be praying as a corporate group. And the church is going away. Let me tell you something. A lot of you go to a small churches now today, there's nobody there anymore. There's nobody there. And there's no young people. There's nobody under 40. They're just not there. And I'm not trying to be hateful or mean or judgmental. I'm telling you what the facts are. The mega churches seem to be doing okay because they're on TV. But, you know, what if we found out that all them people that we think we're seeing on the mega or CG, and there's nobody there? But I'm here to say that there is a God, and he's on the throne, and he's in control. But he may be allowing us to be turned over to a reprobate mind. And we may be there. And it's going to be hard times ahead, and how much faith you have, and how much prepared you are. And I'm not talking about just stuff and guns and food and stuff. It's how prepared you are mentally. Your mental part is the most important thing. There's two places you better be prepared. It's one is in the heart, other's in the mind. Heart first, mind second. You're not prepared for that, we're in trouble. And I promise you we can get past this, but it's going to be hard. It took us about 60 years to get to this big a mess. About 60 years. It'll take 160 to get out of it, because we will have to purge this stuff. Just like we're talking about a while ago, they're talking about purging the CIA and the FBI and all the alphabet stuff. It's not going to happen, by the way, but we're talking about it. It takes years to do that, because you have people in place that are not looking for any agenda other than doing the right thing. And I'm sorry, it's very hard to get to that point. It's very hard to get to that point, to give up on all this other stuff and sacrifice your life for others. That's what Jesus did for us. But to sacrifice your life for others is very difficult. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, help us to be Christ-like and for others to see Jesus in us. Not so that we can boast, Lord, but people need you so desperately right now. Lord, thank you for MSR Ministries and what Morningstar means to these kids and stuff. I've had a lot of them call me and tell me in the last few months about how we have saved their life. Lord, help us to save one more. Morningstar's out there just to save one more. Help us to save one more, Lord. Help us to be the kind of people that people look up to, that they seek out for advice and for to help them. Lord, if I was a billionaire, I'd help everybody. But I don't have that kind of money. But what I do have, which is you, I'll give it away freely. And Lord, help me to do that. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Andy, tell me about Morningstar.
MSRministries.org is our website. And we have a giving button on our little deal here, too.
All right. Well, give my mind first. Okay?
Right up there on the right, left-hand corner, is a green button that says giving, and you can follow the prompts. And we need you, you know, this $3,000 that he just gave.
Oh, no, you didn't say it. I still have the power of cancellation.
So we're just excited. You know, it takes a lot of money now. Our costs have went up astronomically, as you know. It's twice as much for electricity this summer. It will be twice as much, if not more, on food. And those are the two major things. But let me say this. Kids hunger for what we have. And that's what we do. You can also Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. And let me say this. We're a 501c3 ministry, but we have very little administrative cost. Our administrative costs are probably 1% to 2%. We don't have any paid staff. Everybody's volunteer. And if your heart's not in it, then you're not going to be in Morningstar Ranch. You got to be all in and no backing off. So God bless you. I appreciate it, and I will be always talking to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank McGuire Tire. Casey and the gang there, I've been dealing with them for over 20 years when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They can do so much for you as well. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple. You can get them at 254-773-3114 in Belton. It's 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Please go to the sponsors of this program first. And if they don't have it or can't help you, then of course, go somewhere else. But it's a circle of life. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio, so today will be no different. I look through the week and pick the one I want to talk about, and I've decided to do, I think it's Thursday. Thursdays. I was running a little bit late, so it reads as follows. Good morning, everyone. Sorry it's so late. Since my schedule was disrupted a bit, I passed on breakfast, but my stomach reminded me. Then I was thinking of all the unfortunate, all those unfortunate enough to wonder where their next meal is coming from, so I checked with the Lord to see what he had to say about it. Here's some of what I found. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Proverbs 28:27. Whoever gives to the poor will not want, but he who hides his eyes will get many a curse. 1 John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. But if anyone has the world's goods and see his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Luke chapter 3, verse 11. And he answered them, whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise. Proverbs 22, verse 9. Whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor. Proverbs 19:17. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. And lastly, Proverbs 21:13. Whoever closes his ear to the cry of the poor will himself call out and not be answered. And I close. Just think, a bad day for us is life or death to another. Let's help when we can. Be back in three.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Program, Matt, your host. Normally at this point in time, we have Katie from Moz calling because of the weekend. I'm not sure what her schedule is, so I'll just tell you this. If you're hungry and you're nearby, or if you're not nearby, if you're nearby, go in. If you're not nearby, take a little drive to Moz Place in Harker Heights. They got a great menu, great food, great prices, great service, hometown environment. Vicky, Katie, they do a fantastic job there. The food is great. I don't know who else in the room has been there.
I haven't been there yet. I keep there. Wanting to.
I've been there a lot, and I bet you she's busy right now.
I bet you she's super busy. Very generous woman she is, Vicky, the owner. She's got another business she's buying and converting over, doing a lot of great things. So you need to check her out. And
she needs to expand in the temple, because I don't like going to Colleen.
Yeah, I agree, because then I'd go.
Yeah.
I just don't like Colleen.
Well, the address is 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Give them a call. The number is 254-699-0011. It's worth the drive, and you'll enjoy the food. It'll fill you up. You'll need a have somebody bring, I don't know, like, what do they call those things? A dolly, so they can take you out of there. I was with a friend of mine, Bill, and I had so much on my plate, he had to roll me out the door. I was just like, man, there's a lot of good food. So anyway, check it out. Moz Place, Harker Heights.
I also really enjoy the company there.
Yeah.
There's no strangers there. It's all neighbors. You get to know each other. And there's no taboo subjects either. It is like being at home. It is like being in the neighborhood. And I've had some of the best political discussions there, Matt.
Yeah.
Best.
I know what you're talking about. All right. Everybody in the room and everybody listening, I'm going to give the generic description of Monday, what it is. And then I'd like everybody's input on it, because we had plenty of it before the show started. Memorial Day is Monday. The basic description. Memorial Day is an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Memorial Day 2023 is on Monday, May 29th. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades to honor them. Unofficially, it marks the beginning of the summer season. Anybody want to add in? Because I know you've got thoughts about the matter.
You know, Memorial Day has always been, well, not always, I guess, since I got back from combat, has been a very somber time. And I don't in any way look down on people who, you know, use this time to do these big barbecues and things like that. I just ask that as you are enjoying the freedoms that people spilt blood to provide and protect, just, you know, make sure that those people are in your memories. And they started way back in the 18th century with our founding fathers who sacrificed so much. But every single person that has spilt blood for our safety, for our protection, to make and maintain this democratic republic, it really, while we're celebrating, celebrate in kind of a somber, reflective tone is what I would ask. I personally know people that this day is dedicated to who can't celebrate with us. And so I know when I'm at a barbecue, you know, I try to make a thought, okay, this is, you know, thank you to Matt, different Matt, Derek, you know, the friends of mine that I've lost. And then last is just be thankful that there are people who know the price of freedom and are willing to walk into that, recognizing that they might not come home to their kids, they might not come home to their families, and they do it anyway. And it's there's nothing selfish about giving your life for freedom. There's nothing selfish about it because you don't get anything out of it. Unless, of course, you're a Christian. You obviously get a much more glorified future. But just keep that in mind.
It's love of country, man. Serve yeah. I did it for love of country. No other reason. I knew the son of Dow Chemical. I'm not sure how you would – what the actual formalities of the names are. But this guy, he was writing a check for $32. And he had seven figures in his checkbook. I go, dude, what are you here for? And he points to the flag. He goes, I love my country. I go, I saluted him. He said, right on, brother. So people do it just because, I guess people think about it, just because they love their nation.
Yeah. So that's what it means to me.
I'm going to be a little emotional. Okay, a whole bunch. So when my brother First Sergeant Top here talks about celebrate, we're talking about the biblical term of celebrate. We're celebrating a life that God netted for a family who became a soldier and died. When we talk about Decoration Day, I grew up in the South and I have family members in the North. Got to remember, the Civil War was in our backyard, our front yard, in our homes. It wasn't just the soldier that suffered. Memorial Day is a family event. It's a godly event to recognize the sacrifices that all have given for peace, for love, for neighbor. And this one is really hard for me. I grew up fighting in a generation of, I spent a lot of time with the Kurds and the sufferings that they went through. Afghanistan hurts me even more. It hurts me that this conquering, stolen government that we have has destroyed lives, sacrificed lives. And the loss and those cemeteries that are filling up every day. The soldiers that came back from Vietnam suffered. And I saw what they went through under the Carter administration in those VA homes and what happens in our own homes and on the road and how people deal with that. But the fact that we have soldiers that can't deal with what happened in Afghanistan and those families that were able to get out of there, like the Aziz family, Mighty Oaks, these are my brothers that I helped become warriors that are now suffering in this generation and those families that are trying to survive, and we're not here to celebrate discounts. We're here to celebrate that they're still living and that their hope in God is that someday internally and externally we Americans will do what we were brought here to do for all of the world, not just for our country and not just for our comforts.
Thanks. It should be somber, like the unknown Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's just we take one day out of the year to do a Tomb of the Unknown type of thing. Be somber and realize those who put their life on the line so that we can go out and have a barbecue and that we can go out shopping and get the things that we want to get because of the freedoms that they have provided through the through their sacrifice. You know, some people may think, oh, this is corny. No, it's not corny. It's right down to the heart of things. Okay, that's what it's all about. This country's great. It's phenomenal. It's a miracle given by God. And there's people that came to the call, did the call, sacrificed for the call, and we need to honor that. Okay. Anybody up? Melinda, you got anything?
I just think we have to just keep the memories alive because there's a lot of folks out there trying to erase those memories.
Good point. Very good point.
And Melinda, it's people like you that make it worth coming home. That's what's so important about Memorial Day is everyone coming together. That's a sacrifice in itself. It's a sacrifice of being able to keep the homes and the economy going so that when we come home, we can reintegrate. Thank you, Melinda.
Okay, I've got about less than 2 minutes here. Let me go over the quote and the word of the day. The word of the day is coming from the headline, Franklin Graham at Christian Media Convention. Every demon's the word, from hell has been turned loose in society. Say it, don't spray it, Matt. The word demon is noun. It's a noun. Definition, an evil spirit or devil, especially one thought to possess a person or act as a torment in hell. Go ahead, give me live. I got a caller. I'm going cold on this one. Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I talking to?
My name is Johnny, and I'm calling on behalf of a metal lady there that work with taxes and I don't know where she's from. I can't remember her name. I wonder if I could get her number.
Okay, hold on the line. I'll give it to you during the break, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. All right, so the word of the day, demon. Put it in a sentence. Give me a call here, 254-697-6633. The quote of the day, if you can give me that, either one, you can give a $25 gift certificate to Moz. The quote is, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. That's a pretty wild quote. So if you can call, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Put the word of the day into a sentence or give me the quote of the day, or if you give me both, I'll give you a $40 gift certificate. If you just give me one or the other, I'll give you a $25 gift certificate. The number here, 254-697-6633. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be taking a break in about 30 seconds. When we come back, we are going to have CJ and Jeffrey. I asked him in there specifically to talk about Trump, DeSantis. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I also want to talk about Taiwan. I personally feel before November 2024, you're going to have an invasion of Taiwan. I mean, Guam is being hit with some type of malware, and Guam is one of our major jump points to defend that area, so it's very concerning. We're going to take a break. Be back in three.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time, good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Adventure Radio Program, finishing up the first hour with a final segment. I want to make a comment about, you know, we're talking about ums and ahs, and I just did one. All right. I want to make a comment about the American Valor Foundation. Memorial Day is on Monday, and you've got Wayne Kyle, the dad of Chris Kyle, and they have sponsored the program. And I would like you to please, if you feel led to do so, you have the extra money to spare, to go to the American Valor Foundation. And if you don't know how to get there and you know how to get to my website, aaronsgunshop.com, you can go to the radio show page and click on the icon. It'll take you right there. They've got shirts, hats, different types of clothing,
paraffin. They're really good quality.
Yeah, it's good quality, good quality stuff. And if you just want to make a donation, you can do that as well. Let's show the support for that foundation, because that foundation helps those who are having a hard time. Okay? So check it out, American Valor Foundation. All right, gentlemen, why don't we hit with the initial conversation that I asked you about? I got Donald Trump, and we've got DeSantis. And then I heard Dan Bongino say something, which is one of the reasons why I asked you this question, and I think you deferred me over to Jeffrey. It was this. I say everybody needs to sit down and stay out, let Trump go, because he can do it himself. He doesn't need any outside money. We know he's successful. He's done it for 4 years, turned this country around. He survived everything they got sent his way. It's all fake. It's all baloney. He's going to run. He is running. And now DeSantis, the one Trump helped to get into his governorship, is now running in the office. It's going to cause people to get frayed and splintered. Why can't we just unite behind one person? But then Bongino says it's kind of a good thing because DeSantis coming in, something about delegates. I'm bad at this stuff. Jeffrey, help me out.
Well, before Jeff does the technical stuff, let me do the philosophical stuff. I strongly support this, and I'll tell you why. I don't think anybody should ever run unopposed, because when you run unopposed, your message isn't challenged. And we grow by having our ideas challenged, and so it's a good thing in one sense. Now, you know, there are some people that are in this race that they know
that they
know it's a waste of time. That there's no chance. Nobody knows who they are. There's just no chance that are in the race, and they probably shouldn't be. But when you've got people like DeSantis, and when you've got people like Tim Scott. I think it's a good thing for Trump because it makes Trump stronger. It makes him stronger.
I always go back to the driver ed course thing. You got the traffic light, red, yellow, green, and you're coming up to an intersection that's majorly has accidents all the time and traffic goes across. And here it is. It's going from yellow to red and you gun it. It's very dangerous. Our nation is at red, almost yellow. We don't have time for this. I know Trump can get the job done. I know what he's done before, and I know he can face these people. We need him in there. I don't need games or baloney or BS. I need this guy in there to get the job done. For four more years, it'll be a Churchill, and he's out of the ballpark.
So I like you. I like what you said. It's the delegates. So if we back up a little bit, when Trump was in office, because I'm not going to beat on Trump. I have a whole lot of respect for our president, and he did an outstanding job. And when we keep thinking that one man's going to make a difference and save this world, we're missing out on our biblical teachings. Trump can do a lot, but just like CJ said, you know, metal sharpens metal. Delegates, remember, he had a concern about the election coming up in 2020. He actually asked the Congress, he asked all his members and the swamp to get involved, and let's make sure we have integrity in that election. Over a year out, he started that process, but he started listening to the swamp. And look at the type of delegates we ended up there and look at the stolen election that we have. That's not Trump's fault. Trump identified it. He's an expert businessman that brought this country around and reminded us about God, country, economy, neighbors, family, and love. He learned a lot, but we failed to follow through.
For my benefit, clarify, you're saying it's good for him just to be the one, or you want, when you say metal sharpens metal?
Let me make it real clear. I'm a huge DeSantis fan. Huge. And the reason is because when we had our Texas runoffs, and we had an opportunity to put a whole bunch of grassroots leader in our government, so we're not going through this show that we're having in Austin, which consists of delegates in that process also. Unfortunately, the Trump campaign team did not support any of our grassroots individuals. None of them. So that means he's got to clean house a whole lot. DeSantis has proven he's not only got an administration, but he's got a depth of administration.
But he's not ready for the big time.
Oh, I disagree.
No, how can that be when he's getting backed up by money that's not his own? He's going to be pulled here and pulled there. Although, no, let me get something straight. I like DeSantis a lot. I think he's doing great in Florida. I just don't think this is his time.
That goes back again to what a delegate's for and how do delegates work in our political system. Who holds who accountable? Like I said, I'm not going to hold Trump accountable for a stolen election. We know who was involved in that process. Texas had a small part in that process. Other states had a huge part in that process.
So let's put it on the table. Clarify, be very clear on this. What do you see? What does Jeffrey Ware see as a picture-perfect, at the moment, start to the 2024 election? How should it be?
Well, we start with revival right off the bat. We start off with what it means to put on the full armor of God. You got to keep reading Ephesians, because Ephesians tells you once you put that uniform on, you got to do something with that. You got to go out there and fight evil. You got to go out there and fight the demon that you're talking about here.
Okay, but CJ over here, and I understand that. I'm not downplaying. I'm just looking at the clock. CJ brings this up that some people should even know. They're just in there for a waste of time, although you get to see a point of view that you may not have seen before, but it's a waste of time. So if we say these people don't even make double digits, why are they running? Do we go to the people who make double digits and say, okay, iron sharpens iron, and it's only fair, and it's their right to do so, but let's sit back and see the condition of our nation. What do we do, man, to make this thing work right?
Well, here's what we do. And these small candidates, look, when I ran, I had no chance of winning. None whatsoever. But what I was able to do was force conversations on things that no one else wanted to talk about.
And you got people to vote that never would have.
And I got people to vote that never would have. And that's sort of what... Here's the benefit of the lesser people. Even though, again, I agree. You know, why should there be 10 people in there? There shouldn't be. Those 10 people are going to bring however many people into at least paying attention. Oh, so-and-so's in it? Okay, I'm going to pay attention. Like Makaswamy or whatever his name is?
Ramaswamy.
So... And then when it becomes clear that he has no chance whatsoever, guess what's going to happen? He's going to ask these people that probably never voted before, hey, vote for, and you're going to start cascading these extra, you know, you're going to start having these little guys push their people up to the other bigger guys.
That is the delegate system that you're describing. Yeah.
And that's why, that's the only thing that I find important about, you know, I just don't think anybody should be emancipated, or not emancipated, immaculated, I think is the word, where you're just exalted. There you go. No one should just, this is my seat. And as you know, I'm not a 100% Trump fan. I'm not a 100% DeSantis fan either. I'm actually still trying to figure out what I want this election.
Look, I've known Trump for a long time, and let me make something very clear. I know he's the same as he was in the 80s as he is now. You either like them or you don't. Look, this is what I always say. You either like and vote for somebody who's going to be soft on their tweets and gets nothing done, or is abrasive with your tweets. You don't like it, but man, military strong, world powers respect us, economy's going great, so on and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I want. I'm enough with the emotions and the tears and all this kind of stuff. I want somebody who's going to get this done. God bless America. Get her strong again, and we can figure it out. Let's get back to the Constitution. I don't care. I always say this. The three pillars of this country is the left pillar is the Constitution. The right pillar is the Bill of Rights. The center pillar that holds up the roof line, that is the pillar of God. And we chip away at it, we collapse this country. We need to restore those three.
We recognize that the Republican Party is fractured. It's just a machine, just like the Democrat Party is a machine. The platforms are what make them unique. The delegate process in both of those machines is what makes it unique. We know that we're fractured in the Republican Party. Who is it that's going to put the mortar in place to bring us together? Who is it that's going to bring America, which is we the people, into the position and accountability to do what they're responsible to do? No vote, no voice. You don't know your neighbor. You don't know God. You don't know country. You don't know the Constitution. You don't know that the border's being overrun. We're getting exactly what we deserve, because whether you have the knowledge or not, it's what are you doing? The duty that we talk about, that Memorial Day is all about.
The duty has been evaporated from people's schooling on purpose. And I always use the date the 50s. Some people say the 60s. But when they took God out of school and they started teaching the Communist Manifesto, and you look at every one of those points of the Communist Manifesto, and it's been achieved in this nation, we are screwed. And Andy said it best. It started in the 60s, or it took 60 years for it to get this way. It's going to take 160 years to get it back. We're at the yellow-red light syndrome.
See, and I think because you got Jeff who supports DeSantis, Matt, you support Trump here, and I think you're both right. And I think I don't see much light between the two other than delivery. That's the only difference I see between DeSantis and Trump, is delivery and history.
I'll hear what you're saying there, except I think Trump can do it all on his own financially.
Right.
Okay, I got 20 seconds. We're going to take a top of the hour break when we come back. Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group. She's got some neat stuff here, and she's going to talk all about it. So when we come back, now, we got the camera running too, Facebook Live. Check it out if you want to see all the goodies she's got. And we'll be back in 3.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue, or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now. Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host, Shelby, my board operator, CJ Grisham, attorney CJ Grisham, Jeffrey Ware, and I've got Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group. Melinda, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. If you want to give a call to Melinda while she's on air here at the studio, the number's 254-697-6633. We're live streaming at on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Also simulcasting on 105.1 FM right here, right now, and 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. So, Melinda, I see all these goodies here, and they're my kind of all these little things and sheaths and scabbards and bags. And go ahead, take it away.
All right. So, our Balanced Money, Balanced Life section today, Balanced Life, we're just going to be talking about just different areas of being informed, communications, physical safety, and creating your bug out bag together. So, they've been wanting to take all my stuff out of my bag as I walked in today, but I'm going to start with just be informed with the truth. Obviously, tuning in, listening to what Matt has to say is awesome. But, you know, I think we're finding it hard out there to find what we think is the real truth. There's a little bit coming out in MSM, mainstream media, finally, but it's still not where it needs to be. And a lot of folks go, well, where can I go to find some good information? And I subscribe to a magazine called New American. It does have a digital login that you can do digitally, which is really great. And it seems to be telling the truth and giving us factual, good representation of what's going on. The other one is the Epoch Times or Epic Times. I don't know. Most people pronounce it differently. But yeah,
the Colonel loves this one. The Colonel loves this paper.
There's a magazine. I mean, there's a newspaper that comes. It also has a digital login that you can do, like on Telegram. I think you can go directly to the website. But those are two subscriptions that, you know, if you're really having a hard time with turning on the TV and understanding what they're saying or don't believing what they're saying, you know, at least find a source where you can hopefully go find, you know, go find the truth. And I'm sure there's other things happening, but I think a big thing that just happened was, you know, Tucker's now left Fox. And I'm wondering where all that's going to head. But it sounds like he's giving confessionals that he was forced to tell us lies, and now he's trying to maybe fix that by telling the truths. We'll see. I'm not sure.
I know
sure
there was sometimes it's like, this is amazing. Other times I go, that's strange. Why are you doing that? You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure where all that's going, but the other section that we want to talk about is just communication. And I've said this before, is what are you going to do when the lights go out? And, you know, one of the things that we've done in our little group, our neighborhood, is we do have a little neighborhood watch, and the neighbors are texting and constantly saying strange, you know, vehicle on the road. And so
I'm
going to encourage you to neighbor up, get to know your neighbors. A lot of folks have lived next door to someone and they've never really had that relationship. The other one that I'm investigating this, I haven't purchased it, is maybe a satellite phone. So I'm surprised. Have you mentioned the satellite?
I was just thinking about that
last
week.
With the senators, there was a story coming out that 50 senators accepted a satellite phone. Why? We don't know why, but...
So you couldn't imagine why.
Yeah, you can't imagine why. But my question is, what are they going to do in a case of emergency? They're probably the reasons we're having an emergency.
I say you need to watch all these people. If they're vacant one day, they're probably underground by that point.
Absolutely. So sat123.com is actually the website. If you want to go investigate a satellite phone, obviously it's not going to work off the cell phone tower. So if those go down, you may have that ability. I have actually brought in just a little two-way radio by Midland that has a little bit of a distance that I can hand out to neighbors where we could talk without our cell phones. And so it does go a little bit of a distance. I actually have a little repeater thing that will actually let the distance go a little bit further and get it in the car if I wanted to. We are in the process of getting a ham radio or our tower up. We bought this tower, and so I've always wanted to try the ham radio. So if anybody has any input on ham radios, I've never done that before, but I think it would be kind of cool.
I know they got these radios, two-way radios, that you can convert right into the ham radio aspect of it. So in case you needed one, there it is.
So if you've got... Obviously, if you're going to be broadcasting like from a home place, you might need a tower. You're going to need the antenna. You're going to need some additional equipment. You're also probably going to need a license, depending on what level you want to talk on the radio. The license is supposed to be fairly easy to get, and there's a ham radio club just about anywhere. You just have to go look it up and find them, and they will come out and help you set it up and give you recommendations. And I'm also looking at that tower to ditch my DirecTV. So I'm looking to put some sort of a antenna up that will bring me in a little bit of TV service and ditch this DirecTV craziness.
You know, it's sad, though. The amount of people within your general vicinity, a lot of that population have no idea.
Yep.
And so your conversation is going to be limited. Now, you have a bunch of people like with your mindset, but they're all scattered all over the country.
Right.
It'd be nice to know if you had a large community who's thinking alike so you can communicate in times of trouble.
Right. And there are some groups out there who are meeting on a regular basis. I want to call them kind of the Patriot groups. I don't want to name anything in particular. But you know, neighboring up, finding like-minded folks. Jeffrey and I have become friends over the last couple of years. And I can call him at 6:30 in the morning, or I can call him at 10 o'clock at night, and that's kind of exciting to me. I did jump into my conversation before. I wanted to give a quick update on my electroculture in my garden.
Yes, tell us.
Yeah. So my husband, Keith, he's very talented, and he's made some copper trellises. And so we put those copper trellises. I don't have any squash bugs. I got all that copper in those. But I do have spaghetti squash that is overtaking the garden. And so here's a little hint that, you know, all those cotton fabric masks that are out there. So I'm making little, I call them little hammocks for my spaghetti squash and hanging them off of the trellis to little hammocks for spaghetti squash. Why not recycle? But don't use any of that has all that toxic and stuff in them. Just somebody, a homemade cotton t-shirts look like they're working pretty good because the spaghetti squash is just getting...
The other ones are good for checking your oil with.
There you go. Do a little filter thing. And then we are working diligently on trying to harvest everything out of the garden as it comes due. We recently did a whole bunch of kale, turned it into powder, and that will become smoothies. We did actually, this was in my bug out bag as well, but we just did a whole bunch of freeze-dried raw scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's good. So they have not used one yet because we just finished these yesterday. But since we had so many eggs coming out of those chickens, and selling eggs is not super profitable, but being able to preserve something. And I know Andy said, well, how long should this last on your shelf? And, I mean, I'm thinking 2-3 years, if not longer than that.
You said it was freeze-dried.
Freeze-dried.
I think it's longer than that.
It lasts longer than that. But we opted to do the raw eggs just because whenever we reconstitute them, then I want to be able to cook naturally with them. And I can add that to baked goods, which I don't bake. Your wife is awesome and brings stuff in all the time. But being able to freeze-dry what's coming out of the garden in a powder format, and I don't even like beets. So I'm going to be doing beet powder, which I understand beets are awesome, very healthy for you. And I am going to say this, since Jeffrey's here, is that I had a surplus of stuff that I was cleaning out the garden, and I said, hey, can I bring this to your animals? And he introduced me to his hog Trigger, who absolutely scarfed up everything that I had brought out of the garden.
What a pig!
What a hog! And it's so nice to not waste it. So if it doesn't go in the compost, and my chickens are like, please, no more. Don't bring us any more. You've overwhelmed us.
Well, let's see. You bring your extra stuff. The hog eats it. It does its business, and the cycle starts all over.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. So the chickens were overwhelmed with stuff. So I know I can go right down the road and say, hey, Jeffrey, can I bring you some stuff? He's got horses and that. Hog Trigger, he is just unbelievable.
And just think, before you know it, one day we're going to be saying, hey, look, I've got some leftover vegetables. I need some ammo.
Exactly, exactly. And zucchini's coming out of the garden like crazy. And, you know, we like to grate that and use it in zucchini bread or grill it or whatever.
Yeah, that's great.
Whatever the case may be. So now we get to talk about physical safety.
That sounds like something I'd be really interested in.
I know. So I walked in, and I'm going to stand up, and you cannot see. You can't see what
I have. She's not going to undress.
I'm not going to undress. I am actually carrying a very large holster underneath my shirt. Now I will sit down and take it off. So we can.
Oh, wait. Keeping your modesty, can you lift up to a certain point?
Sure. Yeah.
And do a 360. This is for Facebook viewers.
She's got a full-size handgun there.
It's got everything there.
It will actually hold two pistols, four clips, a flashlight, knives of all kinds, an alarm button.
It's very thinning and flattery, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like a little tummy tuck, too, here.
And the way she's dressed at this particular moment, the type of shirt, it flows on her body.
Yeah. I thought she was going to, I thought that was like a 380 in there. She's got a full size, was that a 45 or a 40?
No, it's a
XT.
Nine?
We're getting into watching you here. You got 20 seconds left.
Okay.
The other thing, too, is you're a mid-size to larger framed woman.
Yep.
So a person with a large frame can carry a lot more stuff than a petite woman.
Right.
We'll take a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us."
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. With me, special guest is Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group. Not only does she show you great products here for survival and, you know, end of world kind of stuff, but she's great at what she does in her job, and you need to talk about that too. Okay, so but anyway, the mic is yours. Go ahead.
Great. Well, I am accepting new clients, and as far as being prepared for life and being prepared with your money, it all kind of goes hand in hand. Because really, if you have no money, then you have no life, or
well,
you have no life without money.
It goes from this hand to somebody else's
exactly,
hand.
Exactly, exactly. So we are available to talk to folks about maybe a second opinion. If you've got an advisor and you go, well, you know, they're not nearly as interesting as Melinda, so we'll just give her a call. And I trust, I will guarantee you that our discussion will be very enlightening and very engaging and very educational. But I want to talk about the I call it my belly band, and it's by a company called DowTechForce.com. It's not just for ladies. It could be for guys. I know a lot of ladies' clothes don't have a place for us to hook a gun off of our hip. Most of our clothes don't have pockets that can even hold a cell phone, although I've seen folks try to put a cell phone in a little bitty pocket. But what I really like about this, it's very hidden. It can be hidden under a nice flowy black top, or with the guys who just might want to carry a little bit more. I know my husband likes the vest concept, to just put it all in a vest. This can be worn on the outside of the clothes as well. It's pretty quick to grab, and if it's not already loaded up, to put your stuff in it.
The only problem with that is when I see vest or fanny pack, I see gun. It lights up and says gun, gun,
exactly.
Gun. So if you're trying to hide it, it don't work.
And I walked in this morning, hugged everybody, and not anybody knew I had this underneath my top this morning. So that was
kind of
cool.
We're not going to be touching it.
I know. It was a hug, but they were surprised when I showed them my belly band and all of the cool stuff that I can put in it. One of my pet peeves is just really being safe wherever I go. And ladies, we do have purses out there that can be bought at special places that will hold a gun in a place.
Sorry, I got to argue on that one. Ladies, do not carry your firearm in a purse. Do not carry your firearm in a purse. Don't do it. It's detachable from your body. And don't even tell me you strap it over your shoulder. I got a knife blade. I'll take it off your shoulder. 1, 2, 3. It's done.
Yep.
Just saying.
But they do have purses that can carry your gun for those ladies who, you know, and
decide not to listen to me.
Exactly. So, but I know that just from a physical safety, one of the things that we've all gotten used to is, you know, you get in your car and probably if it auto locks, it's not going to auto lock until you start rolling and 2 or 3 miles per hour, then it auto locks. Well, I've always made it a habit to, when as soon as I get in the car, I lock the doors. And why are we doing that? It's because there's a lot of people on foot right now. Have y'all noticed that? In a parking lot, just traveling at a stoplight, you know, I want to make sure that my cars are locked and that I'm not surprised by somebody unexpectedly opening my car door, okay? The other thing about carrying stuff, I have got an alarm on my keychain, which we are not going to test it today because it will blow us all out of this room. But I think it's really important to be able to have some sort of an alarm, perhaps even pepper spray. All of these things are easy to carry in a purse.
Since you brought that up, I'll tell the audience, listen, if you donate $25 a month to me, right now I'll give you one of the most killer whistles, defense whistles that I've got. They're really good. So there you go. Just putting that out.
Whistles
there.
Are well, good.
And I'll say I carry an alarm too. It's a .45 caliber.
Exactly.
It's a woman's rape whistle, right? That's right.
And I'll show my bug out bag in just a second. But I also have a small knife that is easy to carry. It's not, and it'll fit on the belly band. It could fit in my purse. And I call it my sticky knife. My husband laughs at me, but it has a place on the end where I could break glass if I needed to. Now, I thought, why would I need to break glass? Well, my nephew's wife was in her vehicle, and she couldn't get it unlocked, no matter what she did. And so they traded that vehicle in, and she had the kids in there, and I think it was hot outside. And they could not get out of that car for anything. And I don't remember what happened. I think somebody did finally break the glass, but I thought, okay, with all these electronics on their cars, I'm pretty much convinced that they could turn them off or lock us in.
Look, the chips are being made in China. If they want to invade us, all they got to do is lock everybody
in
their cars.
Lock us in our cars in Texas, and we are going to be up a creek. So having different varieties of knives, and this is one of my favorites. It's one I can wear around my head, around my neck, and I can tuck it into my shirt. But it's a little wedge that could be pretty harmful to anybody who finds the other end of that. And then, of course, a larger knife in my bug out bag. You never know when you're going to have to cut a piece of wood or, you know, carve up.
I'm getting online proposals to you.
Am I?
The men are going crazy.
So, you know, being able to process your food if you need. I mean, you're going to need a knife to cut it up if you have to catch a rabbit. Good luck catching a rabbit. But
That's the perfect chicken knife.
Our new.
This will do a chicken in a heartbeat.
Exactly. And we know how to do chicken, so we could go grab one and do that in a heartbeat.
We'll do it live on Facebook.
Do you know, when I was going through.
I don't think so.
When I was going through Survival Week, they gave us a chicken. And I had my uniform that had got splattered blood all over. To this day, I kept it. I've got it in a bag with all the blood splatters. Ah. Yes, it's great. I was flapping the blood spewing all over the place.
So
I ripped its head off.
So one of my favorite, and I think a bug out bag, you probably are going to have to look at more than one.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think you can get everything you need in one bag. And so I opted and I went looking for this small Molly bag system. And you want to explain what a Molly bag is?
Well, Molly's got the Molly strips on it. You can attach it. There's a technical definition for it, but it's able to allow you to arrange it any way you want with all the different attachments. And you can, and the... Do we
Multiple optional logistics equipment.
But anyway, this knife, for example,
right,
has got Molly on the back, and you can interweave it with the strips that are on the bag, so you can put it any way you want on the side over here and customize it to your liking.
So even though the bag is not a huge bag, there's lots of ways to hang stuff off of it that you want to get to quickly, like your knife.
Let me make a plug too.
Cool.
If you go to Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page and scroll down a couple videos, 2 or 3 videos. I did an interview at Centex Tactical, and there's all the equipment there. You can get it there.
It's modular, lightweight, load-bearing equipment.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, Google.
The Molly. The Molly bag. So in my bag, of course, I have lots of cool stuff. I mean, I have extra clips. I have, you know, a flashlight. I have an alarm system.
We have an Arabian prince who just emailed and says he'll fly his jet over here for you.
I have my loader. I don't know, ladies. I find it hard. My fingers are just not strong enough, so I use a little loader to help with my bullets. I have my little battery backup. And then, of course, I mean, so this is actually going to involve multiple bags. I'm working on my first aid kit. I mean, where do you get snake stuff in case you get bit by a snake? You know, I need some sort of something to put in my first aid kit. Let me add on
to this, Melinda. You got EDC, everyday carry. What's on my body? The basic stuff to get me through, to get me to my EDC bag, which is a little bit more advanced, which gets me to my bug-out bag, which gives me to my bug-out vehicle, which gets me to my bug-out location. You see how it progresses like that? But the most basic you want is your EDC, your everyday carry. It might be a knife, pen, money, flashlight, gun, extra mag, maybe phone numbers written on paper in case your cell phone goes down.
Who says men don't need purses?
I got mine right here.
Yeah, I see
it's
that.
It's called a fanny pack or whatever. Y'all, you know.
Sorry,
so,
can't do it.
Oh, and then
we call them sling packs.
The sling packs.
All right, real men wear sling packs, not fanny packs.
Exactly, and of course the water filtration. I did finally get that in. I'd mentioned that on a previous to be able to take water and filter it and drink it if I needed to. But you know, your bug out bag is probably going to be more than one bag. And one of my office gals says, what about your dog leash? Because aren't you taking your dogs with you? Unless they mind, which mine don't.
Well, you got to customize it to your lifestyle.
You got to customize it. And I thought that was kind of cool. So what else would y'all put in your bug out bag?
Something to roast the dog with.
Roast?
Well, while you're talking, I'll show you something.
I'm not eating my dog.
You never know. That's why I keep cats on the farm. Everyone thinks it's about the mice.
I got EDC on, but I carry my EDC bag. This goes with me wherever to get me, if it has to be, to my bug out bag and so forth. So I've got water, coffee, you got to have coffee, matches, aspirin, backup pistol, tourniquet. I've got electronic devices or electronic equipment to help me charge up my phones, whether it be in a car, a computer, a battery pack or whatever. Got, what else do I have here? I've got mosquito spray, Q-tips, manicure set in case you
know, snag a nail.
But you're out there in the woods. Manicure.
And I've got utensils. So there's all sorts of things.
A sewing kit, isn't that important? A sewing kit.
I have a gun in case I need one.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna shoot yourself.
Well, that might
I'm gonna take yours.
First aid kit with something that could sew up, you know, a wound or something of that nature. But
20 seconds.
Kind of went through it a little fast, but you know.
Well, if you miss something, we'll come back after the break and we can finish it up here. We've got lots of time, and but this is pretty cool. You got a lot of stuff going on here. Looks good. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up. And then we've got a lot of things to hit here. And if you got a comment on your side, give us a call here, 254-697-6633. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACL B009432E.
Your host with me, special guest Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group, and she's been doing a fantastic job talking about preparedness when it comes to food, bug out bag, basically some EDC equipment with this belly band. But I wanted to give more time to just wrap it up, and I know we've got some questions here. CJ, do you have anything?
Yeah, so obviously it's important in today's day and age that you need some kind of electronic, whether you know it's a radio or something like that. So what if the grid goes down? I mean, that stuff's only going to last for a little while. What are your suggestions for, you know, if I'm living out? Because, you know, when the crap hits the fan and we're invaded, one of the first places I'm going to go is the mountains of Virginia, because I know I'll survive forever. But anyway, you know, what do you do about or carry or recommend carrying for a lack of electricity?
Well, I had that a Jockery battery power backup that was in here before, which was kind of cool. Now, I am not a solar fan, but this actually has three different ways you can charge it. You can plug it into your cigarette lighter, you can plug it into an outlet, or you can actually charge it with the solar panel. So it's very portable. I brought it in, and so that will keep your phones charged up for a while. You know, you want to, obviously, we've had a lot of cloudy days, so if you're relying on solar to charge something, you might be waiting on sunshine to do that.
Yeah, but you could have a couple of solar panel packs or battery packs in reserve to maybe get you through those cloudy days, right?
Right, and the battery packs that are not any bigger than your cell phone, you know, a lot of those are a lot beefier. Now, obviously, you can't even put them on, you can't take them on an airplane with you because they're banning those batteries. A lot of batteries,
really?
If they find the electronics on your person as you go through, then a lot of times they're like, they've actually banned, I think there was a Samsung Galaxy tablet or something because of the battery. But we were seeing electric cars imploding, fires and things of that nature. So
go green.
but being able to charge something, I mean, if the grid goes down, then you're back to that satellite phone. Well, you may have to keep that satellite phone charged up. So having multiple backups that are already charged, and that's part of the bug out bag idea, is to try and keep those. Because, I mean, invariably when you need your cell phone, you're like, oh no, it's going dead. You know, it's not going to be there for you if you need it in some cases. So I love the little handheld battery packs. So then the go-to is that little Jockery, and then, of course, a generator for longer periods of time. So
my question has to deal with the amount of time and money you're spending in doing your prep food. You talk about having the availability of material. Me, I'm slender for a reason, because I eat a lot. So I like what you're doing in preparation, and having the right kind of foods actually helps sustainability a lot in what you're doing.
So I think figuring out what you will eat, you know, we are creatures of habit. My husband is super picky on what he eats. And now if we were in a position where we had to eat our, you know, freeze-dried food, then we are certainly going to put in there what we want to eat. and so, you know, raw eggs, which is what I did, we did this last week, that requires water to, get it back in a texture where we can actually cook it, and then it requires us to be able to cook it.
Look, possum is not my first choice of meat, but when I'm hungry, I'll eat
possum.
So if you're going to go that route, like they're saying here, store the stuff that you eat.
And you mentioned that you've eaten military. What kind of military food have y'all eaten that you either said, okay, I ate it and I didn't like it? But I don't think if you freeze dry your own, you should settle for taste. I mean, I eat because I'm hungry. My husband eats because he likes the taste of things.
I know, but in the preparatory stage, if you're able to do it with a flavor, if you're able to do it and you're preparing for it, make it the way you want. But if it gets to the point, survival, we're at that survival point, hey, I guarantee you everybody's taste buds will be okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what rations have y'all eaten before, and give feedback on that?
Well, I'll keep emphasizing again, it's what is the purpose of the bag and why are you carrying it with you? So if you're bugging out, you're moving from one location to another location.
Yeah.
Hopefully where you're going for it will have sustainability. So you're transitioning. So I need nutrients. So pasta was a big thing for me in the military.
Protein.
Fruits were very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
You would think protein, but you can, depending again on what the environment that you're transitioning in, you can find your protein, just like Matt says, whether it's insects, birds.
Rabbits.
Yeah, anything that's on four legs running, fish and all that kind of stuff.
Dove, pigeons.
But if it's a contaminated environment, again, I'm looking for those sugar-type items that are going to help me get through that as quickly as possible.
It's going to get you to where you need to go.
Yes, sir.
And even though I'm calling it a bug-out bag, which goes along with Matt's be prepared, but ladies, we always, if we had young children, we were always packing a bag to put it in the car. So it does not hurt to have bags that you put in and out of the car just when you're traveling. If you've got to go on a long road trip, then be prepared in that capacity.
Now, the be prepared quote has been taken. Mine, technically, and this is serious, my technical thing is PEP. I used to teach a PEP program. Preparedness eliminates panic. So if we're prepared and ready, the panic will be minimized and we'll be able to get through it.
Well, you went serious, so it kind of ruined my comment, but what I've been doing is packing on fat so that I can live longer without having to eat.
Okay.
So
I guarantee that stomach's going to talk to you no matter how fat you are. Okay.
Yeah. But it's not unusual to go places and just be aware. You know, I've never been a lady who walked through the parking lot with my head down hunting for my keys. Now, in the event of cars that auto unlock when you get close to them or touch the handle, I'm not digging for my keys, but I am not looking down. I am looking around. And that's very, very much, I guess we learned that when we did our concealed handgun class.
Yeah, peacock feathers. Show your peacock feathers. Your head's up. You're paying attention. Look, nobody wants to mess with somebody who's paying attention. You want to get the person who's got their head down, not paying attention. Oh, I'm a dummy.
Yeah, I'm always yelling weird
weird stuff at myself walking through a parking lot. Say that again. I'm always yelling weird stuff at myself, like, oh, the goblin out there. And I'll walk through the parking lot and I'll twitch my neck and I'll be like, red beans. And nobody messes with me.
But I will say, I'm not a big fan of big crowds. And so big crowds probably are making me more nervous these days than anything. But even going into a restaurant, I drive my husband crazy because they'll try and sit us at a certain place and I'll go, no, I need my back to the wall and I need to be able to see the front door.
There they go. More emails.
I mean,
I love this woman, they say. Is she married?
Yes. 40 years next year, by the way. So being able to be aware and again, not be an easy victim. And I am 5'8". I am not a lightweight here. I think a fella would have a hard time wrangling me because I am a tall person.
If I was to be aggressive on you, I would say, no, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I'm not. She's too aware.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want somebody who's weak, docile, and unprepared and unaware of what's going on.
And they got their head down
and they're
not going to look people in the eye. And I've never had that confidence. Of course, I am a confident lady. I've always been that way. I do my business that way. I mean, I'm not a lightweight in opinion or attitude or size either. And I think, you know, getting into your class with some other ladies, I would love to do that. But, I mean, I'm almost 60 and I really want to do a self-defense class, but I'm wondering if I can physically handle it.
Look, I'm broken. It's very difficult for me. If I have to engage somebody, I will. I prefer not to. So what I do is I try to make sure that I don't get in that situation in the first place.
Yep.
So awareness. Acknowledge the threat. Be aware of your surroundings. Avoid it if at all possible. And if not, then you do what you got to do.
Yep.
Let's talk communication. You mentioned the radios and how you get a little further distance on your radios. What's the little trick that you've got?
So the Midway has multiple different levels of radios, and the particular one that we had gotten, it has a little repeater, but it also has some equipment that I can hook up to the car. Now, I'm gonna be honest, we haven't hooked it up to the car yet, but I'm kind of launching into the ham radio, which gives us a little bit broader exposure, and I have friends many, many, many miles away, even in other states.
Correct
that I
me
would
if I'm wrong.
Like
anybody can have a ham radio to listen.
Yes.
But you just can't broadcast.
It depends on your level of broadcast, whether you're going to need the license. I've got the licensing book. It's probably a matter of read it, take the test, and I can go to that next level. And then there's two or three levels you can do.
Hold on one second, Jeffrey. Since we're talking communications, would you advise, would you suggest, because I do this, I'm just wondering what you think. Scanner, digital scanner. Get your fire department, your NOAA, your police channels, and in case there's bad weather, inclement weather, or some emergencies happening, and you can scan. I do that all the time for bad weather scenarios.
I love that idea. I hadn't even thought about the scanner. So give a little bit of information about where would you get a scanner.
Well, it would have to be a digital scanner. I forget the technical names for it, but there's certain ones you have to have that can pull up police and fire, but you got to know their frequencies. You may know somebody who has their frequencies. I've got the ones for us. Mm-hmm. So I've got it all programmed in there. I got 20 seconds. And so whenever bad weather comes, I switch the scanner on to NOAA, listen to the national weather, mm-hmm. and I'm also listening to police and fire for the spotters out there and hearing firsthand what's going on when it comes to the weather. So it's just a great thing to keep yourself alert and aware. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chili Meat Market. Welcome back, everybody, to the Arizona High Cap Adventure Radio Program, finishing up the second hour with the final segment. Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group, did a fantastic job explaining what she has and what you can use yourself. And she's going to be in studio to the end of the show. So if you got a question, give us a call, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, I've got lots of money on the table here. I got a $25 gift certificate. I got a $40 gift certificate for Ma's Place. If you get both the word of the day into a sentence and give me the author of the quote, you get the $40 one. If you get either or, you get a $25 one. Let me do it again. The word is demon. Put the word demon in a sentence. The quote: the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races, that should be a clue right there, to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Give me a call. Come on, this is good history here to know, so we make sure we don't repeat it. CJ, we have a segment with enough time to go over this article, I think, in depth to clarify, and everybody in here can get involved. Tennessee man charged with felony reckless endangerment after returning fire on armed auto thieves. It's a very short article. Let me read through it real quick. A Tennessee man found himself behind bars this week after returning fire at thieves who were trying to steal a van outside his home. A Shelby County man was notified by his surveillance system at around 2 a.m., darkness, Saturday, that several people were outside his home and using burglary tools in an effort to break into his van. After the man walked outside, the thieves fired shots at him as he stood beneath the porch lights of his home, according to the outlet. Security video shows the homeowner and the suspect shooting at each other several times. The thieves fled the scene, and the man went back into the house. But when police arrived, the man's wife said they began interrogating him. Quote, when they were talking to him, from what I saw, it was like they were trying to find ways to charge him. That's what, the wife said. Continuing on. That doesn't sound right. Why would you put pressure on the victim when you should put pressure on the suspects to be found?
Do not talk to the police.
Continuing on. Hold on. Hold it. Deputies say the man told him that he...
Stop. That's where you went wrong. The man told the police something, anything. Stop. Don't. Never. Don't talk to the police, even if you're the victim.
Okay, I want to ask you to pause for a second to answer this question. How would you respectfully, without causing a problem, say that to the police that you don't want to talk?
The first thing you do is say, look, what I'm telling you is I was shot at and I defended myself. Anything beyond that, with all due respect, I want an attorney.
And what if they push it?
You don't have to answer any questions. Okay. You do not have to answer, with all due respect, officer, I'm not going to answer any questions without my attorney.
Let's loop back 5 seconds. Deputies say the man told him that he couldn't clearly see what he was targeting and admitted to firing shots with his eyes closed. Ah, jeez. Due to being scared and shooting at the suspects as they fled. I'll stop there, CJ. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, first of all, there's no law that says your eyes have to be open when you're returning fire, okay? That's first of all. Now, obviously, I speak from a defense attorney's point of view, but there is no law that says you have to have your eyes open. And what I would do is, if this was the, if this is what they were hinging their recklessness on, was the fact that he closed his eyes and he could have hit anybody, well, then you know what I would do is I would bring in some expert, like marksmen, who do those, blindfolded shooting things.
Hold on a second. I got two things on the shoulders here. One's saying one thing, one's saying another. You're talking from a legal aspect, and I totally dig everything you just said. Then you got to come in an aspect of mine. Shoot with your eyes closed? You haven't practiced enough? What's the deal? Then let's go the third shoulder, and that is the common sense of it all. The common sense of it all is this guy's getting robbed. It's at nighttime. The camera shows there's people out there. He's getting gunfire, and he's shooting back. And, yeah, so he made the comment that he couldn't really see too well. He had his eyes closed, blah, blah, blah. The guy's freaking out. I get it. There's all these three different things to think about. Well, but the bottom line is the guy's getting his car freaking robbed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And who are these cops that think, oh, I'm gonna charge you? I mean, like, this is not good policing. This isn't protecting people.
And you know what? There's a lot of people that go through combat training. And the first time they go under a stress event like this, a lot of them close their eyes.
Yeah.
So to make that statement is inappropriate right off the bat. So I agree with the wife. They're targeting the husband at that point.
Yeah.
Well, let's be clear. I'm be very clear here. I don't want to be called a hypocrite or anything. The deputy said the man told him that he couldn't clearly see what he was targeting and admitted firing shots with his eyes closed. So if you broke it down, you say, well, I didn't really know what it was. And when I started shooting, I had my eyes closed. First thing, don't shoot what you can't see. That's why I tell you, get a freaking flashlight on your handgun or whatever gun it is.
Yeah, and it just goes back to
I've had some very proud moments that I'll say that after the fact that we got to walk the field ended the way I wanted to.
Are we talking two different types of fields?
No. We're talking about putting rounds down range.
No, I'm talking in a civilian aspect or a military.
I'm not going to talk about civilian. I got rights too, you know.
But
you don't think that I don't protect my land and my neighborhood and Melinda knows where I live and no, I'm not playing that game. Look, just like this
reason,
man wasn't playing
the reason
that
I'm
game.
Doing this is because I'm in a position. It'd be like a preacher. A preacher, if he's going to preach something, he's got to walk a little tighter walk.
Yeah.
If I'm teaching this kind of stuff, I've got to walk a fine line, man. I've got to be consistent with the training. But then it gets to this point, and you've got to be consistent with your legalities, and you're doing that. You've got to blend the two together and say common sense dictates here.
You don't want to shoot unless you know not only what your target is, but what's behind and beside your target.
And beyond.
And so that's important, first of all. But that's also why there's a reason under the Fifth Amendment that police, when they Mirandize a suspect, say anything you say can and will be used against you. They don't say anything you say is going to help you.
That's right.
Okay? They never say that because that's not how it works. So that's why you say the least amount possible. And I know people probably hate attorneys because they say, don't talk to the police. And police hate attorneys because they say, don't talk to the police. But look,
and I love law enforcement. I support the badge highly because of what it stands for. But all they are recording devices to be used against you in court.
And here's the thing. They might not even have malicious intent when they write down your words. But when it gets to a prosecutor who needs to up his numbers or make a point about something, then those words mean something. Every word you say has a meaning, and it can be twisted.
Unfortunately, you pointed at me as common sense. I wish we had more to the story. What damage actually occurred? All we know at this point that the perpetrators, there was an exchange of gunfire. We don't know for sure who fired first. But when you're defending your land, common sense says, I'm going to put rounds in the direction I either see or hear where that round is coming at me.
Right.
Well, to use the term target, again, is putting words in this man's ears or mouth because, like you said, ideally, if you're going to own a weapon, you're going to train with that weapon. Melinda repeats that ideally, over again. It's the same thing with your Molly gear and everything else, your food and everything else. Ideally, you're going to practice cooking with this stuff. You're going to practice unpacking with it. You're going to do it in the rain. You're going to do it without the power and all these kind of things. But in our comfortable world of America, where this is reality in most parts of the world or most neighborhoods or some extreme neighborhoods in Houston and Dallas and stuff like that, this is a lifestyle. For me, it's a lifestyle with all the criminal activity in my neighborhood. So operating in darkness and responding to anything that's a threat to me, I'm going to be checking on my livestock first, all my rescues, before I'm going to be worried about whether I hit the individual. Because once that fire stops, common sense says, I put the round in the right place.
Look, Jeffrey, first of all, you went in the military. Secondly, you went and did some special things. So you're geared up. That is your makeup. But I've got, I'll tell you what, keep talking.
You know what, Matt? I've learned more things before I went into the Army that I implemented than I did from the Army training me to do things. For instance, my grandfather lived in this same environment. He never joined the military. He was too young for World War I and too old for World War II. But he implemented a lot of those protective measures in me as a kid.
Yeah,
it was a 22 back then. You could carry around 22s all over the place and so forth.
Yeah, and you know, I'm the same way. Even though my father served, a lot of the things that I've learned about how to be aware of my surroundings and defend myself was from my farming parents or grandparents and uncles. And, you know, because you've got coyotes out there, you've got wild hogs that'll chase after you, you've got panthers out there.
Survivors of the Depression, where you had people coming through your neighborhoods and your properties.
Yeah, they're doing that now, the southern border.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are in a depression, aren't we, despite what some people say?
Okay. I'm depressed.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not your dad's Buick anymore, okay? You remember that commercial?
Yeah.
This is something new and different. We've been catapulted in the last... It all started in 2007 with Obama. No, it didn't start there. It was most recognized then. It's been happening for quite some time, but with the election of President Obama and then continuing on, it's just gone downhill. And right now, with Biden in the office, whether you like him or not, I don't care. The facts are the facts. This country is going down the toilet fast, extremely fast. And if you're not ready and prepared, you're in a world of hurt. I can tell you that.
Yeah. And we're prepared in many ways, but really, mentally, we all need to be prepared. And the more prepared you are physically and with training, and the better you are mentally, because you know you can handle more stuff.
And take care of each other.
Yeah. So should I not tell everybody?
You got to know your neighbors. Because what you can't do, they're going to help you with. And what they can't do, you're going to be there for them.
We're going to take a top of the hour break. Be back in three.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Everybody, Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Matt, your host, in the studio with me, Jeffrey Ware, CJ Grisham, Melinda Bowles, Shelby, my board operator, you, the listening audience. Check us out at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. We're streaming live. We're also simulcasting on 105.1 FM, The Ranch right here, right now, and also 98.5 FM at Rockdale. You can give us a call here in the studio at 254-697-6633. Don't forget, it's wrapped up and put into a nice little package thrown over to the podcast side. You can check it out at Podbean, Spotify, Apple. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Listen to the recording of the program. And also, if you want to scroll down to the middle, there's a donation button. If you feel led to do that, go ahead and do it. Support the sponsors who support the program. All my sponsors are linked to my radio show page. Click on their page. Melinda's in the studio with me right now. You can click on Melinda Bowles. It'll take you right to her website. And you can communicate with her directly. What I want to go over now, I guess, no, let me do this first. Word of the day is demon. I can't believe nobody's calling on this. $25 for food.
A lot of people are nervous to call.
Yeah, I know. Here. Look, I'm very gentle. I don't bite. Okay, I nibble, but I don't bite. The word is demon. It's a noun. An evil spirit or devil, especially one thought to possess a person or act as a tormentor in hell. Give me a call. Put that word in a sentence. Get $25. Gift certificate.
Hey, 1 Peter 3:8. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call. Suffering doing the right thing is worth it. In this case, you know you're going to get a meal out of it. But for all of us, in spirit and love, hearing from you is very important.
That's the Church of Jeff talking right there. That's great. Thank you, Jeff. Jeffrey. Sorry. Quote of the day. The most foolish. I want people to get this because this is incredible. This is important. This is historical. This is, you need to know this. The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Give me a call. Tell me who it is.
Joe Biden.
Well, I'm not.
He right. couldn't put those words together.
Let's put the brakes on this. I want to hit Taiwan. I know the Chinese do. Taiwan, independent, air quote, independent nation from China, the mainland China. We support them. They have been doing sorties across, I don't know what that line is called. It's the open waters, and they cross the line. Their jets are going across it every day. And you know why they're doing this every day? It becomes normalcy.
Yeah.
And they say, the Taiwanese people, they're not going to do that. They know what's going on. But we're all looking at, they're just doing it. And all of a sudden, one day, it's going to be where they're on the actual ground of Taiwan taking it over. What's America going to do? I truly believe in every fiber of my being that before November 2024, China will set foot on a Taiwan. I have paused. Give me commentary, please.
It may be January 2020 during the transition period, which is a much vulnerable period
for our 2024? Government.
It'll be 2025. January 20th 21st. Is where the new That's right. president actually comes on board. But that transition happens, like you said, as the results from the election come in, unless, of course, we have another period of time where we have that confusion. But the transition in itself, if it's like the Clintons and they're busy taking all the silverware, and not actually providing any information?
I don't know, Jeffrey, because remember Reagan with the hostages?
Oh, Reagan's unique.
On day one, the hostages were released. I think it's just the opposite.
But Reagan didn't go in and have a transition. He didn't have a transition with Carter. He went in and took over. He brought in his people, and he put his generals in place, and he made it happen. There wasn't a transition. We are more apt and worried about transition because we have such a bureaucratic government now. We don't have officers out there that know what the right thing to do is. They're more politically astute about their future than they are about defending our country.
No, here's the thing I have. The problem that I have is it's such a hard thing because we all know what China's aspirations are. They want to take over as the world superpower. They want to.
Well, their main agenda is they want the West's influence out of their sector of control.
Right, right. And I am sort of an isolationist. Having been to combat, I don't want any more combat. And my thought is Taiwan to the average American worth my neighbor's life? Worth my son's life? And I just can't see it. Now, what I would like to see is obviously an economic war that we're able to just completely cut. I mean, this is what China's going to do. We just cut off these foreign entanglements, you know, that Washington warned us about, and isolate China. I mean, look, if America stopped doing economic business with China, China would be half as good as they are right now, and sure. I just sunk.
Can you say Bud Light?
Yeah.
Target.
Go local.
We have power that we need to take back. We need to go.
That's my point, Melinda. Yeah. If China invades Taiwan, we lost it. It's the crumbling effect. Remember the Force 10 from Navarone?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they set the charges and the guys in the dam think, oh, we don't have enough time to get out? They set the charges, going to sacrifice their lives. And then the bombs go off and the dam's still standing. And the two guys on the side of the bank, one guy's freaking out. Man, it didn't work. It didn't work. And the one guy's smoking his pipe. He says, it's okay, man. Let nature take its course. And all of a sudden, it starts crumbling under the pressure. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. And that's just my big thing is we need to draw a line in the sand. And the problem is with the bureaucracy that we have right now, with the crony capitalism that we have right now, with all of the socialist laws that we have in place, it makes labor so expensive here. And because of the inflation that's gone on, you know, last 30 years, we're so reliant on this. And we've got to cut China loose, because these are communists that we give most favored nation status to.
I'm going to guess that you and Jeffrey for sure have read The Art of War.
Yes.
Okay. Jeffrey, have you read that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They would rather take us over without firing a shot.
Yep.
They have.
They have. They got the Panama Canal. They got the ports on the east, west, and southern borders. They've got ports in Germany. They've got land that they buy here. They've got over 800 to 1,000% increase of Chinese nationals coming through the southern border. They've got land around military bases.
Hillary Clinton.
All these people paid off.
Hunter Biden. No, I'm just saying that was all done by our Secretary of State.
Yeah.
All those events have already occurred, and it was under her leadership that they occurred. Those international laws and agreements are in place. So we go into a full-blown economic war. We're violating our own U.S. laws in relationship to international laws. Well, unfortunately, we're at the same state as we were in World War II with Japan and our whole recycling and business efforts that we had going on during that time frame.
This is maddening when you know what's going on.
Correct.
And you see people around you clueless. It's maddening because I know the end result. The end result is going to be it happens. People freak and panic. There's chaos and mayhem.
Afghanistan.
And then you're going to have people starving themselves out because convenience stores and supermarkets are gone.
Yeah, Venezuela.
Transportation vehicles can't come in to resupply the grocery store where the cow is produced. Okay. Because everybody thinks cow is produced with styrofoam and saran wrap.
Well, and you know, I've given you what I want to do. Now, let me tell you why my idea won't work is because the fact of the matter is who would be hurt more by severing ties right now with China?
China.
No, we would.
Yes. Why? Because you can't get your product at Walmart?
Everything would stop. Almost everything. Our electronics come from over there. Our goods come from over there. A lot of our...
Yeah, I see your point.
I mean, we have got to start severing that tie because...
Our ports, mining...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, their farms, ports are...
All these belong to China.
Yeah. And so, you know, all China's got to do is shut down the Panama Canal. We have just made ourselves so dependent on a communist country that, I mean, we've got to at least start severing those ties. And that process. But here's the thing. If they invade Taiwan, this is why my plan won't work. We have to get involved.
We won't. Under Biden, we won't.
No, Biden won't do anything. Yeah, that's the thing. Biden, the whole reason, you know, it's funny. You talked about Reagan on day one. He got the hostages, right? The day one that Trump took over, guess what stopped? All the threats from Iran, the threats from North Korea, all the threats from China.
Since you brought it up, Trump has said multiple times, in 24 hours, he can stop Russian-Ukraine war.
Yeah.
One, do you believe it? And two, how do you think he can do it?
Well, I think politically he could stop it in 24 hours. Militarily, it's probably not going to happen that way. But I think if Trump comes into office, he could definitely do what he said he was going to do. I think the 24 hours isn't exactly like a hard
no, I believe it.
Fact about 24 hours, but...
No, I believe 24 hours because he...
I think the mindset
changes.
Because
he knows he'll get reamed big time if he doesn't do it. Now,
I think the war mindset is going to get ended in 24 hours. I think he can end that mindset, but reversing all the machinery everything...
Okay, I buy that. This is not... I'm not knocking anything. Do you think DeSantis could do that? Do you think DeSantis has that power to stop it? Like he said, I believe Trump wouldn't say it if he couldn't do it. Do you think DeSantis... Now, I like DeSantis. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think he's ready yet. But I get this feeling you think he is. Do you think he could do that? I got 20 seconds. And we'll come back after the break.
So in 20 seconds, it doesn't matter if it's Trump, DeSantis, or anybody else that's has an American mindset that actually gets into office. Because what it does is take the cuffs off of our partners... Because we've been so demilitarized, we have our forces so stretched out and worn out, it's going to take our partners unleashed to do the right thing.
Be back in three.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Now, you see, if you're watching Facebook Live, you get the little insights behind the microphone as compared to you radio listeners. But welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. And we're going to continue on a little bit with the Taiwan conversation. But Melinda brought up the word redirecting, and it is so true. The organized lamestream media get their talking points every morning. You can check out all the different locations and see usually the headlines are the same. And then go to alternative media and you'll know. Look, let me give you an example. I meant to do this on my other radio show. I never got a chance to do it. And what it is, I wanted to get headlines from the lamestream media. If you're watching me, you see what I'm doing. And then get the headlines from the alternative media. And you'll see the top stories are the same basic headlines. But when you read the bodies of the stories and the information given and the sources, one gets slanted and opinionated, and one shows references and resources.
And not only that, I do Google alerts, Google News alerts on many different topics like gun control, my name, because I want to know when anybody writes about me, and different things. But it's interesting because each day I'll get a daily email, hey, here are the different terms that you've searched. Constitutional carry being one of them, and it's like constitutional carry, especially like when Florida was going through its unlicensed concealed carry, and I get this email, and there'd be like 13 different links to different stories that mention constitutional carry. And they might have slightly different titles, but every single story was the exact same wording.
Yep. And it's pushing out talking points.
Yeah, and they're all coming from different media outlets. And they're all pushed down to all these local media outlets to make it look like there's this big support when you've got one central media point that's got the narrative, and then it gets pushed out to all the so-called affiliates.
One of the key ones that will explain what you're saying is gravitas.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Where the hell did that word come from, and everybody used it the same day?
Yeah. And it's so funny. I love listening to, I think it's Mark Levin that does it, where he'll put all the media back to back on the kinds of things that they say throughout the, or maybe it's Sean Hannity. I don't know.
Joe Rogan does it too.
Yeah. And you could, they all have the same script.
All saying the exacts, and he'll put it in a whole sequence. And now, everyone's saying the same thing.
Now, Shelby, since you brought that up, let me bring this up. Let's go back to 9/11. Building 7. Not many people know Building 7. A British news report is talking about how Building 7 collapsed anywhere from 12 to 15 minutes, because I can't remember the exact number, prior. It's still standing in the background prior to it happening. Her broadcast, Building 7 has collapsed, happened 10 to 15 minutes before it happened. That is talking points. Yes, it's conspiratorial. Yes, I know. I got three heads. You haven't done your homework. I remember watching a video on YouTube of a police officer, New York City police officer, running out from Building 7. I saw it. I watched it. If you tell me I'm a liar, I got issue with you, okay? I saw it. I saw it, man. I saw it, okay? Guy comes running out and goes, get out, get out. They got a countdown on. They're going to blow it. They're going to blow it. The guy who owned the building said, we decided to blow it. Do you know what it takes to blow a building with controlled demolition? It takes more than what the time allowed on 9/11. Sorry. I'm free. I'm waiting for one of you guys to say something.
I don't like to wade into the whole 9/11 conspiracy stuff. I just don't know what to think. I don't trust my government, and I don't trust the conspiracy
theory. You don't have to trust government or anything. You can look at the facts.
Yeah.
That building fell faster than gravity would pull it. It was a controlled explosion. And this, when a cop comes running out saying, get back, they're going to blow it.
Yeah.
What does that tell you, man?
And I've never seen that, so I mean, that would change
and you
my...
won't. And it's very hard to find that video, and you won't. It's the same thing with the Pentagon. Gee, all the cameras didn't work. But there was one camera that did work, and it shows this projectile coming in. Because the hole that they showed when it first happened, ain't no plane in that hole.
Well, I've got friends that were there and had said it was a plane. They saw the plane. So, it, yeah.
You know, that's...
I'm telling you, that's why I don't get into 9/11, because it's just one of those things that is the problem is you have to rely on others.
Just go ahead and take it.
And
Colin, welcome to the program. Who am I talking to?
It's Mike.
Mike, go ahead, buddy. How you doing?
I believe some of our government officials are demon possessed.
Wait, raise that up a little bit. I couldn't hear him. Mike, say it again, please.
I believe some of our government officials are demon-possessed.
You have won a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
And if you're local and you want to stop by before the end of the show, I'll give it to you.
I'll talk to you about it later.
Well, if you're not, it'll be here with your name on it, okay?
I'm local.
Now, let me ask you this, Mike. Come on, you should know this one. The quote, let me give you the quote, just in case, because you might get to win. I can upgrade it from a $25 to a $40 one. The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Want to take a crack at it?
Stalin.
Oh, dude, you were close, man. You were close. That's it. That's all the
Lenin.
No. It's the only guess I'm giving you. You got $25. It'll be here with your name on it, buddy.
He has a
mustache too.
I appreciate it, Mark. Mike, thanks. Okay, let me give this to you before I forget.
Can I say an amen to that? It's nothing like having a voice and a spirit and communication of love. And I hope I get to see him at Maul's Place so we can talk about it more.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good. Put Mike on there. I know the last name. We'll keep it private for now. Okay, you want to continue on?
Yeah, how do we depossess the demons of our
politicians.
Informing, if look, Eisenhower said it in his farewell address. You need an informed citizenry. They have dumbed us down in the schools. They've taken God out of the school. They've taken education out of the school. And they put in this crap agenda that they want, which is part of the 45 steps of the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I'll put in the DeSantis column. They just
finished, the Florida legislature just finished their session. And one of the things that DeSantis signed into law was a return to mandatory civics and constitutional education. 50 hours, I think, is what it was.
Metal shop, wood shop, mechanical drafting, all that too.
We could definitely use that. But you know what good is any of that stuff if it's socialized? And the government controls the means of all that production. Yeah, well, that's why you need to do civics and the Constitution.
They'll
first.
Probably change it all to metric.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was a carpenter that went full-time civics.
That's true. It was. There's a carpenter that is the most important man in all of history. So maybe we need to bring back carpentry.
Okay, let me go around the table. We got about 3.5 minutes to go before the bottom of the hour break. At the bottom of the hour break, when we come back, we'll be doing true stories. So let me ask this. Let's get back to Taiwan.
Okay.
On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being absolutely 1, 0 being ain't going to happen. CJ, what's your gut? November 2024 or earlier that Taiwan gets invaded by China?
Oh, that Taiwan gets invaded? I'm going to say 9 because I don't think anything's for sure. I'll say 9. I want to say
9
10.
Is like it's about to happen.
Yeah.
9 is almost sure. Yeah. Something might happen.
Yeah, they're,
yeah, but I don't want you just saying it because of this. I want based on your knowledge.
No,
I'm
serious. Based on, I think that China feels emboldened right now.
Yes.
And look, they're not only harassing Taiwan, they're harassing our planes. They're harassing Japanese waters. Listen, they're supporting the North Koreans.
I heard this from Bongino, and I respect Bongino. He said Guam got hit with malware or something. And
yeah.
Guam is going to be a central location for that particular area because it's swarming with military equipment. And why would you test it? Why would we find out now that Guam's being hit? So they're doing these tentacle tests of whether or not they can take it down, how much of a threat it's going to be, because China wants Taiwan.
Do you know why they chose Taiwan? Several reasons. One, it's only a U.S. territory. It's not a state. It's not a full state. But they want to see what our response is going to be. Okay, let's just hit a soft target.
And it also gets them more further off the mainland.
But yeah. Who said that this was not intentional and wasn't meant to send a message anyways?
Yeah.
It's our government that will cover up other countries' actions, classify it, so our own people don't know about it, but the other countries are already bragging about it.
Yeah.
China's not hiding any of this going on, which is why our foreign partners talk about it more than our own government does. So I agree. It's an easy 9 because Taiwan is spending, the good island of Formosa from where I grew up in my old Cold War days, are trying to clean house so fast and prepare their military. The population already is living like it's Israel. It's already happened. You just look across the water and look at Hong Kong. Hong Kong has no freedoms. Zero.
Remember when it did, and all of a sudden they were raising flags and nobody came to help them? Yep.
I can remember it was just a few short years ago where they thought they still had freedoms. And then there's some people that still tell themselves that they have freedoms. But it's just like putting on a mask and taking a shot. You have the freedom to take it. I just wish you stood up and said no and kept going on and keeping the economy going. That's why we got to show the Taiwanese so much support and trust, because they are in the fight. They're not on the front line. They're in the fight. And Guam and our foreign partners and Wake and Hawaii and all those links to give us the opportunity to even push back.
We're going to take a break. Be back in 3.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinafeed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Here is the segment of the program where we learn what to do and what not to do in self-defense stories that we're going to be reading out of the Armed Citizens column from the most recent issue of the American Rifleman, June 2023. Page 10, if you got your magazine, you can follow along. And what I like about this is they're cold reads. We're just going to read it, and I'm going to have my personal opinions. But since I got gun guys in the room, I'm going to ask for their intel as well. But there's some things that, like, you want to wince at, and there's other things you want to applaud at. So let me start off with story number one. A 53-year-old grandmother in Houston, Texas, was working with her brother in her family's soul food truck on March...
That's so Houston.
...truck on March 28th when a 23-year-old man pulled up next to the truck and asked what they served. He then exited his vehicle while the owner was responding and suddenly shoved his gun into the service window and tried to shoot. Fortunately, the gun jammed. The armed grandmother drew her own gun and shot the suspect several times. He collapsed about 50 feet away from the food truck and was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, here's the deal. This individual comes up. And all the lady was doing was showing him the condiments that she offers with the meal. Okay? If you're going to rob this woman, you're going to get free condiments. And it's probably, I don't know, probably 9mm, 38
yeah.
rounds going downrange, which is great. So it's
what does she serve? 9mm.
9mm. All right, go ahead and take it away, Shelby.
Oh, this one's mine. Sorry. Two.
No, wait.
Well, he's going to go and okay, read that because right. I want the good one.
Yeah. Shit, we switched. All right. Two men, one a concealed carry holder, were walking toward a Detroit liquor store on February 8th when they noticed another pair of men standing outside the store. Now, once inside, the initial pair noticed that the men who'd been outside were now following them. They left and tried to return to their vehicle, but one of the two followers began an argument and pulled out a handgun. He allegedly threatened to kill the concealed carry holder's friend if they didn't give him everything they had. The armed citizen gave up his wallet, but the alleged robber was not satisfied and started to search their bodies for more valuables as he continued threatening both men with his firearm. At this point, the concealed carrier drew his own gun and fired one into the assailant's chest.
Yes.
Nice. I bet that dude went down like a rock. When police responded, the concealed carrier approached them with his hands on his head and explained the situation. Police found the suspect lying on the ground with a gun nearby, along with the victim's wallet. Surveillance video confirmed the armed citizen's account, and the suspect, a felon, was unfortunately charged with being in possession of a firearm.
Now, wait a minute. You can be alive or dead and still be charged, right?
I
was about to say, if he's dead.
You have to, if he's dead, you have to be a person to be charged, and you can't be a person if you're not alive.
So right. he survived.
So he, how do you survive? Man,
it could have been a low grade weapon. It could have been a bad shot.
Yeah,
could have been. This is considered the chest.
Yeah, true. It could have been anywhere. That. Man.
Well, I got mine.
No, wait, I want to make one more comment about this. I used to read. Look, I'm 60 years old. I remember back in the day getting mugged, the whole works. Where I come from, that is a common experience. But they would go up to, hey, they pull out the knife, they go, give me your money. I say, okay. They go, all right, have a good day. Now it's like, hey, I'm going to take your money and I'm going to kill you anyway.
Still going to kill yeah. you anyway.
I'm like, man, where's the honor?
Yeah.
Where's the honor
where's
in thievery?
Where's the honor in thievery? That's why they always say the word shenanigans and young timer, and these sometimes really creeps me out. All right, it's my turn. The owner of a liquor store near San Jacinto, Texas, was sleeping in the back of his shop early in the morning on March 8th when he heard an unexpected noise. Reports are unclear about exactly when the store owner saw the intruder, when some indication he woke up to see the man there and some...
And saw
where... It says some. Some.
Well, wait. Reports are unclear about exactly where the store owner saw the intruder. Oh, yeah. With some indication. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Now you made me lose my place.
It's okay. Anyway, it's live radio. It's good.
Anyway, he began checking the store. Once caught in the act, however, the robber apparently lunged at the owner, who fired one 9mm round at him in self-defense. The assailant was taken to the hospital, but pronounced deceased there. Chin chin. The investigation was still ongoing. I don't know why. It seems pretty cut and dry.
That's our second Texas story.
Good.
Okay.
Was there a comment here? Expected reports, clear, blah, blah, blah.
It was a little confusing there for a second.
For a second, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Two armed men allegedly broke down the front door of a home at about 2 a.m. on March the 17th in Springfield, Oregon. The resident, however, responded to the break-in with his firearm and fired multiple shots at the intruders. The suspects fled in a vehicle but were quickly taken into custody. Both were transported to the hospital for treatment of multiple gunshot wounds. Once released from the hospital, they faced charges of robbery, burglary, and unlawful use of a weapon.
You know, it's bad enough to get shot, but then get shot and then taken to the hospital and then taken to jail.
Yeah. Embarrassing. You're not doing your job right.
All right, go ahead there, Jeffrey.
Okay, mine is in Texas, too, in Garland in March. And of course, this doesn't give the whole story, but we stay focused on what actually happened when it comes to...
This is what I always say in these stories. All the evidence that we have is in the article, so we make our judgments based on the article.
Shake the mic. It's not coming through.
Not working?
It's test.
All right, take my mic.
Now it's going.
Okay. So, it's an apartment complex in Garland, and the resident inside is at least identified as defending his home, that a home invasion occurred. Four individuals came in shooting. I don't know how that's a burglary, but that's when you come in shooting. That's a whole other story. He defended himself by shooting back, This guy had a gun, was prepared at the moment. Hit two of them. Paramedics found a 27-year-old and a 28-year-old dead outside. 5 days later, they found a third suspect, and he was, they don't give his age. But the fourth suspect was finally found in Dallas, a 22-year-old. These two are actually going to be charged with capital murder. Capital murder of their own counterparts. How about that?
There's a there's a thing in the law where if you are committing a felony or committing a crime that results in the death of even one of your own, that the survivors get charged, even if they're not the ones that pulled the trigger, they get charged with the murder of their accomplice.
And isn't that what really the story is all about? Regardless of whatever was going on in that apartment, the fact is a murder occurred.
Yep.
All right. Look, I got about 5 minutes for this segment. Do you have any true stories of your own? I've got many from New York.
So I've got a story about what happens when you're not armed. And, you know, I did a mission down in Ecuador. And I was going to see a movie. As a matter of fact, it was one of the new Star Wars movies, that the prequel movies that were coming out back then. And so I was out there with my professor and going to see this movie in Spanish. It was dark. We're on our way home, and we're on this raised kind of sidewalk. And it's not like the United States where you have to have fences. I mean, it's on the, you know, on one side is just a big giant wall, and on the other side, because the road goes down and up, so you've got a really steep drop, and you're just walking across. And so these guys came up. They immediately grabbed my professor and held her at a knife, with a knife to her throat. I had nothing. There was nothing I could do because I couldn't take any guns to Ecuador. Because I wasn't on duty, I didn't have a gun on me because I was undercover. I'll just say it that way. That was the most helpless feeling I ever had.
Yeah.
Was because I knew that I could have easily taken the guy that was holding me and just launched him into the traffic below me. That would have been fine and easy. But the other guy who was probably 5 or 6 feet away with her, because they were smart about it, they grabbed her, pulled her back while the other guy grabbed me. And there was just nothing I could do. But I felt like, geez, if I had just had something to be able to defend myself. Now, thankfully, I was also smart enough that I kept everything in the sole of my shoe, mm-hmm. That I needed for money and things like that. I only kept a little bit of money on me.
So, but there's sometimes, though, even when you do have a gun on you, you're not able to use it. You got to use common sense.
Right.
If there's a situation like you're describing, you got the gun on you, but if you think truly the guy's going to slit her throat, you just might just take the damn money and go.
Well, the good news is I could have done something because the way that he was holding her wasn't using her as a shield. He was exposing his entire body. It was almost like he was looking the opposite direction to make sure that nobody else came up from behind them, mm-hmm. and while the other guy was fleecing me.
Now, I got to make a comment about what you're saying here. I would train where I would put apples. I would get mannequins and put apples on the head and quick draw, shoot real fast,
yeah.
and shoot at the apple. And I'm very good. I can do that.
I don't think my hog would like that plan.
Okay, but those are plastic mannequins.
Yeah,
you get a real person. You got to think, hey, there's always room for error. But if you think the person's going down and you have those skill capabilities, you might think, well, I really think they're going down. And if I don't do something, I got to do it. But you can't do it unless you practice.
Yeah. And I felt like I could have done something if I was able to. I just didn't have the ability to. So, I mean, that's the only time I've ever been robbed at knife point. And I felt like I could have done something about it, but I was helpless.
Yeah, I was robbed at knife point, back or face against the wall. I had no gun on me. I couldn't do anything. Jeffrey, we're going to come back. If you got a story, we'll talk about that after the break. 254-697-6633. If you got a true story of your own, you want to broadcast it over, we'll keep you anonymous if you want to. But we can learn something, learn what to do and what not to do in these situations. So we'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Woo! Is that good or what? Is that good? That's professionalism. Swallow the food, clean your mouth out so food isn't spraying at my board operator. We were talking about true stories of self-defense. Jeffrey, tell me your story.
Well, you guys know I'm a little bit different anyway, so...
No.
I like it.
Haven't noticed.
We know I'm different.
So, you were talking about how you're separated from the person that you're traveling with, and then you're talking about how, you know, like in the city... You can be confined at an event. So my trip would be one of those times I'm at Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and we go to Nogales, and we have a good time and everything else at all the best time of the hours and everything else. But I'm one of those weirdos because I spend most of my time special ops and also being in the wrong neighborhoods on the wrong side of the tracks and all that kind of stuff that, you know, so even when we're going from one location to another, you know, we travel the streets in a rather... odd way. So we're kind of separated and everything else, and we get into one of these dark alleys, and we got an individual to our front, and then you start looking at your doorways and windows, and they have some activity going on right there too. The only reason why I went down this dark alley is because following us was an undercover Mexican police. for whatever reason, otherwise I would have changed directions and everything else. So I was like, you know, let's have some fun. But that's what I do for fun. What can I say? And you know, the most that we've got on ourselves are knives and everything else. So of course this guy pulls out a 38. Nobody, you know, they don't speak English at all. We understand and speak Spanish, which didn't make a difference because it was very clear what they wanted. And so they're going to try to confine us. At that point, that's where you give the signal. And we all dropped. And so the local federales were able to take control of the situation right then and there. So there was only two perps on that side. But with their communications, already knowing that street, already knowing that something was going to go down, because this group of Americans, obviously soldiers, went into an area that always gets hit. These guys are crazy. But at the same time, it worked out. To the federales, I'm going to say, you know, God's teaching us all a lesson. And, of course, I put my buddies at risk that didn't really understand what was going on. That's wrong of me. I had fun. We get to tell the story in a good way. And these perps are taken off the street. And once again, a dark alley, if you stand up, can make a difference. Real quick, I'm in Dallas doing a veterans event where we go in and do rehabilitation in neighborhoods and stuff like that. We actually have law enforcement out there to confine us to the particular streets that have been agreed upon for us to work on. Because if we went over to the other street and these neighbors were coming over and asking us to come over and do projects on their street, why we were there, because we had the manpower in this particular event, and we were told we could not go over there because the criminal element said this is the only area that we can work. And that's when I asked a police officer, when are you going to lunch? We can take care of that problem real quick.
Okay. All right. One out of country, one in country. I guess it's my turn. I'll make it quick. I've said this story before. Picture a normal intersection, four corners. I'm going down the street to turn to the right. And as I go down the street, at the opposite corner on the left, there's a high rise. There's a stoop. Yes, it's New York stoop. There's six people on the stoop. Two flank off one way, two flank off the other. The other two stay on the porch. I'm coming down. I got my long, black, curly hair, my leather black trench coat, and I'm packing a 1911 and a shoulder rig. And CJ, we're going to be talking Penal Code 904. So as I come down the street and these two guys come around, I know what they're going to do. I open up my jacket and I flash my 1911. I said, not today, guys. And they go, that's cool, man. That's cool. So I used appropriately Penal Code 904, which is threat is justifiable force, but not deadly force.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I can if I want to, I can if I feel it necessary to stop you using deadly force, but I'm not going to. And because just flashing the gun did what it had to do, but in this day and age, back in the day, I didn't report it, but in this day and age, you got to report it because some guy with a cell phone will call it in and say, yo, man, some dude with a black hair and a black leather trench coat flashes 1911. Cop comes up to me and says, black hair, black leather trench coat, what kind of gun you carrying? Boom. Oh, it must have been true. So while you're calling in saying you're getting assaulted, another guy's saying this guy did it to you. Two dispatchers talking about the same topic. It's the first one who gets the credibility first. Am I right or wrong?
Yep, that's right. Because when you're having to play defense, sometimes. But that's also why I always try to say record. Of course, if you're just walking down the road, you're not recording. But if you think something's going on, I do this all the time. If I think I'm being followed, or if I think that something's about to go down, I'm turning on a camera. And now this was back, obviously, before you had cell phone cameras, I'm sure. But that's what I would
recommend. Before we had cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones, yeah.
The cell phones you had were the size of a brick.
Right. And pretty much you couldn't afford them. You could almost afford them if they were in the car ones, you know, with the little coily wires and stuff on them. But no, that's... And that kind of proves what I've always been saying is that, you know, open carry in many instances is a deterrent. I told you about during the break, I was at a 7-Eleven in Austin and I was in the back and I'm short, so I don't think they saw me. But, you know, they got those mirrors up there and I saw these people and I can tell when somebody's up to no good. You know, they generally when people walk into a convenience store, they know what they're in there for. These people didn't seem like they were looking for anything. They were looking for people.
That's right.
And they didn't necessarily see me, or they did and probably didn't think, because I'm short, that I was a threat. And so what I did, because I could see what they were about to do, is I walked back up to the front, and then I'm left-handed, so I turned to the end cap to pretend I was looking at chips and then made eye contact just so they knew that I saw them. But on the left side is where I had my open carry 1911. And immediately these guys just did a quick little like look around and then just left the store. Didn't buy anything, didn't ask for anything, nothing.
I want to make a comment about the story. The story I was talking about was a long time ago, and I bring it up all the time because that particular scenario in New York is different than a country atmosphere out here in Texas. In New York, a person going down a street at 1 o'clock in the morning by himself, that is a target-enriched environment.
Yeah.
Okay? But here,
especially if you live in Chicago around Jussie Smollett.
There you go. But around this neighborhood, it's mostly activity done during daylight hours. Peacock feathers are out. I'm alert. I see you. I'm prepared. Don't mess with me. I'm telling you, it'd be a bad day for you. Go ahead. Well,
Temple and Colleen can say welcome to New York because the same story will happen there.
Yeah.
So in today's world, what I end up doing is I go into the high noon posture, making it clear that I feel threatened, and I just say, and advise me on this one. Pretty damn close. I say, I'm not calling 911. Do you need to? And we leave it right there. That has resolved a lot of situations.
That's what you call verbal judo.
I like what was on Game of Thrones when they were sitting, I don't know, there's a lot of Game of Thrones where they're sitting in the Hound and Arya are sitting in that big tavern, and these guys for the king come in there, and he's like, oh, you they start fighting back and forth, and he goes, you're gonna die for some chickens? And he stood up and said, someone is.
Well, I want to make a comment about the camera and video, and you know, whenever you may need your phone to make a phone call for help, but you can't video at the same time you're making those phone calls. So my Android doesn't. I don't know if iPhones do. But do you suggest having those a camera in the car?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Every single family member of mine has front and rear cameras. It's good for many, many different reasons. One is, of course, if you end up getting in an accident, it's going to show what exactly happened. But also, if you do end up getting in an altercation with somebody else, it's there. You've got it. So 100%, if you don't have a camera, I mean, unless you're somebody that's always breaking the law and you don't want to record it. I know when I put it in my wife's car, she said, now you can't go make fun of me because when I go work out, I'm like, I'm at an opera, you know, and I'm singing and she's like, you can't use that against me. I'm like, I just want to know if something happens.
What are you doing right now, CJ?
Do you have some, a brand or some to recommend?
Yeah, there's the one that I use, which I really like, and it's not that expensive. It's called Red Tiger. You can get it on Amazon. That's what I've gotten all three of my, our family cars is the Red Tiger. And they're very easy. You don't need to, you know, I'm not a professional, but you can't see the wires and everything. I hide them up in the headliner.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. I'm going to wrap it up here. We're getting close to the end of the program. I want to thank CJ for coming on. Melinda Bull is my special guest. Jeffrey Ware, special guest. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Shelby, always doing a fantastic job on the board. Me, your host. Next week, the Colonel is out. My wingman is out. I've got County Judge Bill Whitmire coming in, and we'll be discussing some things that are current here in the county. I'll be here. I'm not sure who else will be on. I'll probably post it on Facebook. And just keep advised that. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook page, and you'll see updates there. And don't forget that we wrap this all up, put it into podcast form, and you can check it out later on or go to the aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. Listen to it at the top of the page or fast forward or on Facebook. And if you scroll down to the middle of the page, there's a donation button. If you feel led to donate to the program on a monthly basis, that will help out tremendously. It costs a lot of money to keep the program on the air, simulcasting. And everybody who's done it, whether publicly or privately, I can't thank you enough, and thank you for the trust that you give me. We're going to take a break for about 7 days. When we come back, we'll do it all over again. And I don't know what else to tell you, but I got about 5 seconds, so I'll cut it short. Thank you, Shelby. Until then, God bless. Keep it powder dry.